just same usual drill, introduce yourself, your full name, where you're from, and it's obviously Donna.
My name's Willie Reid. I'm from Bathgate, the chair of the Mortimer Hall Ashes Action Committee.
And just tell us about, remind us, what happened to your daughter?
Donna was born in 1988. She lived for 2 days, died of serious medical issues. Was cremated at Mortimer Hall. We were told there were no ashes. And then we were told their ashes have been interred. Dame Alice has investigated that, and there is no evidence to support that her ashes actually have been interred.
So what did you make of the Minister's speech and also Lord Bonamy's findings?
Lord Bonamy's findings are welcomed, as is the ministerial statement today. It's the way forward. That will prevent this ever happening again to any other parent in the country. I welcome Dame Elish investigating the rest of Scotland. The parents there require individual investigations as well. My fear is they will get the same answers that we have. So ultimately, the people who are responsible throughout the country for doing this need to be brought before some sort of court in the land to give evidence under oath.
As you say, Morton Hall parents have had that investigation, that inquiry, so you guys have some form of, you don't have answers, but you know, you've got more clarity than the other parents. So do you support the team being set up to look at the individual cases?
Wholly support that, because they need the individual investigations as well. As I say, my fear is they may get the same answers we have, where there are no answers. So to that end, we'll all be in the same position at the end, and therefore a public inquiry will be the one thing that will take legislation or legal steps forward, so we have a definitive answer with the legal boundaries.
So do you think once we start to find out more about each individual case, then that will build the case for the public inquiry?
As I say, yes, I think everybody will come out with roughly the same answers, and then therefore the people responsible need to give this evidence under oath. In a criminal trial, it's beyond all reasonable doubt. With a public inquiry, it's the balance of probability of what happened, and a nationwide picture can be built from that.
At least one thing we can take from today is that it is moving towards that, I suppose.
We are moving in the right direction, definitely. We can all stand proud as parents, as a group, to say we've done something to change legislation that's been needed, and we can all take heart from that.
Willie, thank you very much.